Marissa, did this partnership come out of a need to serve those that were underserved?
The partnership, you know, initially started what we were thinking about, not HIV, not taking care of people that were HIV positive, just really for once having an organization that was structured and that was centered in just taking care of the person, restorative justice. We had enough agencies across the Indianapolis area that were doing a fantastic job taking care of people that were HIV positive. And that's why the Damien Center was chosen as a partner, because historically they've done an amazing job with taking care of people that are HIV positive. You know, they've had the opportunity, if you look at their numbers, something that is not often shared, a nice amount of clients that are attached to the Damien Center are Black and brown bodies. And so I started talking to Alan, the executive director, way before we even decided to write for CDC 2203 about the needs of the trans community. And so we were very careful with partnerships, because we did not want just any old partnership, and we were not interested in business as usual. And Alan heard us. And without a dime and without a dollar, they began to put things together and help us put together things at TransSolution, so that the clients that were walking in the door prior to our funding arriving had the opportunity to be serviced, whether they were trans, whether they were HIV positive or not. And then we wrote the CDC grant, and are grateful to have the opportunity to have Fletcher and their team in the building. And it was past time in Indiana that we had conversations not just about health, but about policy and about procedure, and had conversation about trauma-informed care. And we were able to talk about bodies that were attached to trans people. And so we have the opportunity of the next 5 years through this particular project to take care of people in the Marion County area that are Black and brown, and that identify as trans and non-binary from the ages of 13 to 24. And so we're excited.
Sometimes just starts with conversations.
Yeah,
well,
and
it does.
This is definitely like a very big time for us, because school is out and a lot of those Black and brown like teens especially are looking for safe places where they can be themselves, because school for them was a safe space for them to be from 8 to 2, and then now they're in the house or like with friends and they're not able to be them true selves, and so there's this regression back to where like, no, I actually want to be this person. I am this person. There is no want. This is who I am, and this will be a safe space for me to be who I am from these hours.
And then I can even remember when I was in high school, gender bender really didn't have definitions as we do today to talk about who I was and how I was feeling. And I remember, like, going to school was the only time that I felt affirmed, and was the only time that I was able to utilize those things, clothing, pieces of clothing and articles, my things that make me feel affirmed. And so it's so important, as Fletcher said, school is a safe place. While it's not often sometimes safe because of bullying and because of lack of education and training and cultural responsibility, not just cultural competency. Competency means we know. Mm-hmm. Responsibility means we take action. And so we really want to be a beacon for the youth this summer to have the opportunity to come in. You know, we've got a wonderful space in our agency where they can just come hang out, just be their authentic selves. And we're so excited to have Fletcher leading this project with the youth and the experience that they will bring to the project.
Thank you both for being here. I appreciate your time.
Thank you for having us.